The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Again, we are live bringing you a program that is right for the season. And by the way, happy spring, everybody. It's the first day out there. And it's one that, you know what? If this problem is affecting you, you're not going to enjoy the spring. You're not going to enjoy the summer. You have a problem that is going to sideline you, so to speak. What are we talking about? We're talking about arthritic conditions. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to go out and, you know, do whatever you want to do, play a little ball, you know, go for a hike, do things that are, you know, springtime and we're going into the summer, but you can't do it because you're too stiff and it's difficult for you to even get out of a chair. Well, that's the subject we're going to talk about, how to loosen up those joint spaces, arthritis, which is, by the way, the topic of our in-house continuing education program at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax this coming Wednesday, March the 23rd, 7 p.m. And we have somebody who's going to be leading you through that process, somebody who, you know, is going to show you how to get up out of that damn chair and be able to do the things that you want to do. None other than Dr. Marquise Rivera. Dr. Marquise, welcome to the program.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Dr. Rozelle, for having me. What a pleasure to be here.
This is, you know, this is a problem that unfortunately way too many people suffer from. And it stems from just joint damage due to, you know, wear and tear. It stems from biochemical irritations. It stems from immunological suppression and the like. Let's get into the topic a little bit, because it's one that I've talked about for many years, and I want our listeners to have some tools. And this, I know this Wednesday evening, you're going to really lay it out for them and be able to give them the opportunity to fix things. But, you know, let's talk about an arthritic condition. I think a lot of people misdiagnose arthritis. It can, instead of it being like a fibromyalgia problem or a myofasciitis condition, they're calling it arthritis. So what is arthritis, and how do you differentiate it?
Yes. So as you said, this Wednesday evening, this presentation 23rd, we're going to have a great presentation. We're going to discuss essentially the emerging evidence of arthritidity. So when it comes to arthritis, we want to basically break down what it significantly is. So arthritis, meaning arthro, meaning the joint, itis, meaning inflammation. And what this entails is something within that joint capsule, whether it's a shoulder, a knee, a hand, a wrist, has some kind of imbalance or any kind of inflammation that's destroying the joint. It could be from wear and tear, or it can be from an inflammatory process. It's important to basically break down each kind of arthritic change that's happening in the joint capsule. If we want to talk about what are the stats, osteoarthritis is one of the most common ones of arthritis. Osteoarthritis affects actually 32.5 million U.S. Americans. And so if you think about it, if you have seven people in a room, one in seven of the adult in that room is going to have osteoarthritis.
So let me talk.
And it can affect their daily.
Let me ask you a differentiating question on osteoarthritis, because osteo meaning that it's a bone type of something, and arthritis meaning an inflammatory reaction. But you're talking about the joint spaces themselves. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly right. We're talking about how the joint itself is immobile. It has the stiffness, that rigidity. And then we can basically describe the different kinds of pain patterns, because everyone is individual. But most of that joint inflammation, that joint instability, happens due to wear and tear. It could also be your body's way of protecting that joint from building more bone into that joint capsule, laying down more bone, causing an encroachment, therefore increasing pain patterns.
So people have heard the terminology osteophytes, and they've heard the, you know, the term spinal stenosis or joint stenosis. Now, you can have arthritic conditions in any of the joint spaces, whether it's the knees, the ankles, the hands, the fingers, the spine, shoulder joints, and so forth. And you can end up with these beaks, these spurs, if you will, these osteophytes. Ultimately, in the spine, you can end up with stenosis, meaning a narrowing. And all those things are arthritic or arthrosis conditions. You know, just you touched upon it in the beginning of the program that an itis simply means inflammation, an active inflammatory reaction someplace within that joint space. And an arthrosis is a joint damage. It's an arthritic condition, but it's damage that's there that is not in the inflammation stage. Am I getting that correct?
Absolutely. Exactly right. So there is a difference between those two, arthritis and arthrosis. As a chiropractor, we specialize in making sure we restore that arthrosis, as well as balancing the chemical processes for that arthritis that's causing inflammation. So either way, we can definitely be that be-all for that that condition.
You know, this is something where we talk about the structural, chemical, emotional stresses, if you will, to body injury and damage. And whether it's an arthritic condition like we're talking about, or we're talking about a common cold, we say that there's three things that can cause these things or trigger. One's injury, damage. The other one's biochemistry. The other one is the stress of the thought process that goes on, you know, on an ongoing basis. And the thing that is that with joint damage, somebody who plays sports when they're young and they get beat up and they haven't had the opportunity of restoring that situation because they're told, you know, suck it up, learn to live with it, take a couple aspirin, you'll be fine, drop the inflammation down. But the body remembers injury. Is that right?
Exactly right.
So over a period of time, if that's not taken care of, you know, what is the sequela? What happens over time? Because people suddenly show up and, you know, they're in their, even in their 40s, you know, in their late years, in their 70s and 80s, now they need joint replacements and they, you know, their doctor's putting on steroids. What happens? What's the degradation that takes place over a period of years? How does that joint begin to, you know, seem to be a little bit of an injury to begin with and now becomes a massive injury where there's tremendous amount of damage? You know, what's the progress? What happens?
And definitely go into physiology, what happens within that through time. Your joints they're meant to move freely. They have this composition made of cartilage and a slippery sliding fluid that lives within that capsule in that joint. And through time, it tends to have that imbalance and instability, whether it's through muscle imbalance or whether it's through slow healing processes because of that disability of that improper motion within that joint capsule. So through time, whether it's minor injuries from postural imbalance, from daily ergonomics, or it can also be from our chemical imbalances that could be affecting our way to heal in our natural way of healing, as well as any kind of major impact from accidents, from falls, trips, anything that could alter that motion within that joint. Therefore, when you have, like you said, these athletes that have in the soccer fields or in a football field, they have a chiropractor on site because they know that they have to have this preventative type support for their well-being. So therefore, they're not susceptible for injury. So it's important to have, you know, good proper biomechanics. So therefore, that joint itself won't wear down through time.
Dr. Rivera, we're coming up to a break, and I want you to hold that thought. I want to get more into that weekend warrior, that athlete, and so forth. We'll talk about that a little bit more directly. But let's take a second or two to acknowledge some of our sponsors that bring us Dr. Tom Rizal Live. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. My guest today, Dr. Marquise Rivera, she'll be your presenter this Wednesday evening. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. This is Dr. Tom Rizal. We are live and we're bringing you a very interesting program, one that may stop a lot of you from really enjoying the spring, which is the first day of spring today, and have a happy spring day, and the summer that's coming up and all the other things that we do around the clock. What are we talking about? We're talking about arthritis. And when we use the word arthritis, we're talking about an inflammatory something that affects the joint spaces and stops you from enjoying. It puts you in pain. It puts you in limitation. And we made a distinction between arthritis and arthrosis. Arthrosis is joint damage that is not inflamed at that time. My guest today, Dr. Marquise Rivera, who will be your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, just off the National Capitol Beltway. And we'd love to have you as our guest. And if you're suffering from any type of arthritic condition, you're on all kinds of medications to try to dampen it down, here's an opportunity to find out what you can do to fix it. This Wednesday, 7 p.m., all you have to do is go to rozellecare.com and go down where it says register. You'll see it. Can't miss it. Hit the spot, and we'll reserve a seat for you. Or simply call the office at 703-698-7117. Dr. Marquise, welcome back. Let's get back and talk about, you know, we started talking about a little bit of joint space damage, and whether you're an athlete as a, you know, a school kid, or where you're a professional athlete, or you're a weekend warrior like so many of us are. And, you know, we go out and do too much and hurt ourselves. Let's follow that thought process, because the question is, how does a small injury now perpetuate itself over time and become a big injury or damage or an arthritic condition, arthrosis?
Absolutely. So, like, definitely from minor injuries, like something that you could be significantly ignoring that could be causing most of your pain pattern. So when we think about the anatomy of the joint, what we were mentioning earlier, your joints are meant to have this gliding motion without any rubbing or any crushing of the bone. And it has a protective slippery substance called synovial fluid that people, and as a practitioner now, you know, practicing for a year now, I'm seeing that a lot of people just categorize their pain, oh, because of age. Oh, because, you know, as I'm just getting older, it's just, I know it comes with age. No, most of this minor change is coming from that imbalance of whether structural injury or whether chemical things you're eating, or even also where your mind is. Of course, we also try to affect where the triad of health is. But through time, we tend to see that even as like these weekend warriors are out playing major sports, it's important for them to have a preventative care, preventative chiropractic, or anything that could help their healing process. Because through time, that joint capsule tends to break down if we don't actually restore it. And as chiropractors, we go specifically through that to that joint, restore the joint motion with a chiropractic manipulation, and therefore restores the mobility of your whole postural balance, your whole stability of the spine. And what we do in our facility, in our world with applied kinesiology, we can assess specifically through muscle weakness, muscle imbalance, and see where the altered joint is. And then we can really have precision type functional medicine to really find out where within that joint is there an imbalance, and how can I restore it with either a nutraceuticals or with the manipulation, structural manipulation. So
here's what our listeners should really understand relative to what happens to any joint space in the body. When you're looking at biomechanics, meaning the ability of joint spaces to move freely and adequately without any kind of wear and tear and stress, there has to be balance to the muscle systems. You have, for example, in your leg going over the top of your knee, your thigh muscle, which we call the quadricep, and you have the back of the leg called the hamstring, and they allow the leg, for the most part, to move forward and move backwards, so to flex and to contract the leg. So the pressure's on two areas. One's on your hip, the other one's on your knee. So if those muscles are not coordinated in their strength, now you have an abnormal wear and tear on the knee or on the hip joint. And so over a period of time with undue biomechanics, you're going to get breakdown. You're going to get deterioration. Then those synovial membranes that you talked about begin to be damaged, and they begin actually to lose their fluid within them. But now you have a predisposition. You have something called inflammation, and inflammation is acid. And when that inflammatory reaction is sitting in there, it causes the joint to be destroyed, if you will. So that's the mechanical piece, and that happens from injury. But we put up with things. You know, we're told, well, stretch it out, it'll be okay. Or take two, and they'll give you an NSAID, a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, to decrease the pain pattern. So all the years that I've dealt with professional athletes, and, you know, in the word I shouldn't say, the old Redskins, who are now the Commanders, you know, going back to, you know, 30 years ago, 35 years ago, and seeing these guys over a period of time, or the Wizards, or, you know, the Caps and so forth, and see what happens to their bodies when they ignore them, or they've just had some rub-a-dub-dub, as I'll talk about it, just to get them to feel a little bit better for the moment, but the joint space is still irritated. Now you've got wear and tear. You've got debridement. It's like if you shift your house in because there was a slight earthquake, mm-hmm. nothing bad, but now you have windowsills that are not fitting properly, and you have your car hits a bump and your shock absorbers are out, right? And so now the mechanics of the car are not proper. So mm-hmm. now you're going to get breakdown because of those. That's what we're talking about, correct?
Yes, 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 yes. My favorite analogy actually is a sailboat mast. Like you have that nice mast and you have the strings attached to the side. Think about it as your anatomy. That sailboat needs that mast nice and stable for structural stability. Those strings on the side are either loosened or tightened. Same applies to your body. Your structural spine is the mast, and the ligaments and the tendons and the muscles tend to get pulled or tend to get contracted, tend to get muscle spasm or weakness. And then we can see where the imbalance is. But with that mass, with the strings attached to the sailboat, you won't have no function. Same applies to your body.
So when you have a situation, Dr. Marquise, that a patient comes in and they're in pain and they have a joint space that's swollen, it's irritated. They can't lift their arm. Is it, in fact, at that point an arthritic condition, or could it be something else? And then the follow-up question is, does it predispose itself to something?
Great question, because this gets into the types of arthritis. So when it comes to pain patterns, it could be local, whether it's in the hands, whether it's in the knee, or it can be global, or it can be migratory. This is when we get into the more of the detailed, like, okay, what kind of pain pattern is this person signifying? And I can make an objective clinical finding through a neurologic exam, orthopedic exam, or even doing blood work to see where is the discrepancy? Where is inflammation? Where is the source of this pain? So when we think of global pain patterns, joint or migratory pain patterns, then we're suspecting more of a viral pattern. As we know, viral patterns tend to inject themselves into every cell. And these cells tend to live in these proteoglycans. Proteoglycans is essentially the chemical process within the joint capsule and within the connective tissue. So when it comes to viral patterns, you know, especially these past few years, we've been dealing with them. You know, we've been seeing that it's kind of like reactivating, if you will, most of these viral effects that they have in the joint. And so these come in, like my whole body aches, my whole body is fatigued, I have no energy. And it's like people suspect it's osteoarthritis, but in reality it's actually global arthritic inflammation. And this is when you really have to really make a difference with what you're eating and making sure you're eating a clean diet. Because the gut is now, we're seeing evidence that it has an effect on systemic healing, on systemic ways of getting your joint to restore itself.
Well, what people need to understand is that viral patterns have been with us since the beginning of time. And if we were all tested for viruses, we'd probably test positive for about 150 different type of viral entities. And as long as our immunological system stays strong neurologically, biochemically, emotionally, those things are under control. They're there. Our body is meant to defend us from the wears and tears and slings and arrows of all these things, including this COVID virus, if you will, that has been out with us the last couple of years. So, but the understanding is when we have these problems that come about, this pain pattern, this joint pain pattern. That's what we want people to really understand, is that joint pain is the keynote to arthritic conditions. And when we think it's something else, then we're not treating arthritis anymore. We're coming up to a break, and I want to continue this because it can be a complicated but very simple situation. And I want our listeners to understand that, one, what it is, and two, there's a fix. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. Don't go away. We'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rizal. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live, and we have a fascinating program, one that actually all of us worry about. And because when it hits us, guess what? Life isn't as good as we'd like it to be. We're talking about arthritis and the degenerative changes that can take place in any joint space, from your big toe to your hips to your shoulders to your spine. And we often put different tags on it, and there are many different types of arthritis, and we're going to touch on those, and we're going to kind of distinguish them for you. But this Wednesday evening, you have an opportunity, the 23rd of March, 7 p.m. at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. You get to listen to Dr. Marquise Rivera talk to you about arthritis, but also, more importantly, the fix of arthritis. And we want to make sure that you have that opportunity, because, you know, the truth of it is that you can fix these things. You don't have to dumb them up with steroids and all kinds of other NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories. There's a reason for these things to occur, and from joint damage and inflammatory cascades that take place that are not controlled, and then viral patterns that get into the joint spaces and destroy them, and other things as well. But having said that, welcome back, Dr. Marquise.
Welcome. Hello, everyone. Welcome to be back.
We're going to, before we get back into the program a little bit, I want to go to the phones. We're here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Give us a call. We'd love to have you on the air today, as well as please join us this Wednesday evening. Lauren, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Yes, Dr. Rozelle, thank you so much. I respect your expert medical opinion on all things medical conditions and solutions without surgery and drugs. So that's why I'm calling. I'm using this type of cream for my knee, and I'm trying to use it to prevent arthritis. And that's why, first, I just want to tell you real quick about the knee. I somehow sprained it years ago, and during the healing process, it grew out in a bow-legged fashion, which I didn't realize till too late. I should have done something about it a lot sooner. Anyway, so I started immediately trying to do a therapy on it with the proper exercise and to keep it flexible. It's still weaker than the other knee, and it does cause me pain when I walk or put weight on it for a period of time. So I started using glucosamine extra strength cream, and it does keep the pain down. And I was told three things about the cream that I wanted to ask your opinion on. Number one, the cream supposedly does not interfere with antihistamine things like Zyrtec D or vitamins and supplements, since it's just a topical application. That's one. Number two, if you use it daily, it will promote healing. And number three, hopefully it will prevent arthritis, which I'm trying to prevent the knee from becoming arthritic. I don't think arthritis is set in yet, but it could degenerate into that. So what do you think of glucosamine cream?
Stay online for a little bit, because I may have a question for you. Normally I would pod you down and answer the question, but the fact that your leg went into a bowing pattern is because there's muscle weakness, and you're going to always move the joint to the side of the muscle weakness. So if you're in a bowed pattern, then there's going to be muscles like the iliotibial band on the lateral aspect, or one of the hamstrings on that side, or both, that are not holding the knee stable. Also, yes. There's a muscle called the sartorius muscle that comes from your hip and inserts down inside the medial aspect of your knee, and that's going to hold it stable and pull it to the inside. So all of those things can be part of it. So it's not the knee itself. Knee or any other joint doesn't simply decide to have an arthritic condition. There's something that is taking place. There's an inhibition that is taking place, and it's probably one of those things. Over a period of time, when there's an imbalance like that, I can almost guarantee if we took an x-ray of your knee, there would be joint space narrowing, which by definition is going to be an arthritic something. How we define it would be dependent on how it shows up. Now, you said something about Zyrtec. Are you on Zyrtec?
Yes, just every 2 or 3 days as needed. But okay, supposedly the glucosamine would not interfere with anything like that. It's a topical.
So what it tells me is that if you're showing an allergy reaction or a sinus problem that you're having to take Zyrtec for, there's an inflammatory reaction that's going on in your body already. So immunologically, your body's not working the way it's supposed to. So that's going to add to any joint space damage. So when you go after something, you want to make sure that you clear that up. Now, the only thing that is going to stop glucosamine, it should be a glucosamine sulfate, not a glucosamine hydrochloride, that will most effectively deal with the joint. Now, what affects that is any kind of NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. It's like aspirin or Tylenol, aspirin or Advil or Motrin or things of that nature. And the reason why is it competes, if you will, for that receptor site. So the joint can't heal. Glucosamine is not going to affect Zyrtec. Is it going to decrease inflammation to begin with? There shouldn't be an issue with it. But the taking the Zyrtec can cause the problem with the inflammatory cascade or the cytokine patterns that are causing that inflammation, the irritation to that joint or any other joint. So there's much more to that. So the short answer is you can go ahead and take it. You just have to make sure you're taking the right one and at the right levels. But also you would control the biochemistry, but you also want to deal with the biomechanics. That joint space, the fact that it's bowed at some point is going to be much worse over time, to the point where you're going to have somebody say, well, it's time to replace the joint. It's time to find out about that. We'd love to have you as a guest Wednesday night and, you know, give you a whole much more data. But I appreciate your calling. I hope that that helps. Dr. Marquise, your thoughts.
I like what you said about the non-steroidal. And can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're having some technical hookup problems, and I apologize to you for that. We're doing the best that we can to make it happen. But go ahead, Dr. Marquise. Right now, I think you're good.
Yes, what I was saying that is that we have to definitely differentiate the type of blood supply within that joint. So the ligament itself has great blood supply. So therefore, like you said, that muscle imbalance is great to really emphasize to make sure that there's not biomechanical imbalance. But the cartilage itself doesn't have very much blood supply. So therefore, through time, we tend to lose that structural balance within the cartilage. And so, like you said, natural steroidal inflammatory drugs compete with that. And actually, as a matter of fact, they're useful for 2 to 3 days after an acute injury. But chronic use of non-steroidal inflammatory drugs can disrupt your gut lining and actually decrease your bone healing. So what you're taking that drug for is to decrease pain and inflammation, when in reality, that inflammation is actually supporting you. It's actually giving you that heat, that reproduction of tissue for it to actually heal itself. And like you said, people who just take an Advil a day, 500 milligrams, they're actually disrupting that natural mechanism of healing.
Well, you know, it depends on it. There's a lot of nuances actually that are associated with that. And if you're taking, you know, an Advil 200 milligrams twice a day, actually in the hospital setting, they're going to give you about 400 milligrams 4 to 5 times a day for a short period of time, which is very destructive. But people, like any other drug, get into an addiction with the Advil or aspirin or other things. And it does cause bleeding, and it causes joint space disruption, and it does cause competition to the cartilaginous healing because of its competition with sulfate ions. Sulfate is what heals all the joint spaces. That's why I said to our listener, to Lauren, that she has to make sure that she's taking the sulfate form of glucosamine. Now, there's other things to go with it. There's MSN, and, you know, there's other pieces of that puzzle, high levels of ascorbate to help build cartilage. The cartilage itself is not as vascular as we'd like it to be. Ligaments have a little bit more vascularization and neurological integrity than other things, but this is a process of understanding what the situation is and then treating it accordingly. Let's take the next step and let's talk about arthritic conditions that are a result of, we talked a little bit about viral situations, where we also know heavy metals can do the same thing, and they come from other elements. But let's talk about that for a minute. If we have any questions on that, give us a call at 888-630-9625. I apologize for the technical disruptions that we're having today, but we'll fix it. And at least I know that my feed is coming in pretty clear, so I'll interpret for you, as they say. Dr. McKeese, go ahead. Let's talk a little bit about the other pieces.
Yes, so absolutely. So as we know, you know, these kind of changes within joint capsule can develop slowly and worsen through time. And they can be categorized by different kinds. So when we get into the metabolic inflammatory arthritis, we can go into the gout. So things like high purine diet, causing a uric breakdown, causing a destruction within the joint. And we can get into the inflammatory arthritis, like the rheumatoid arthritis, the ankylosing spondylitis, the psoriatic arthritis. And then we get into the where our realm is, how we can actually give solutions to osteoarthritides. And so it's important to make sure that we have good balance within the structural biomechanics, within the food, what we're eating, with, you know, making sure we're keeping inflammatory markers and our food sensitivities well within balance, and making sure that our emotional and our stress levels are as well balanced. So therefore we can have this state of healing, because your body can naturally heal itself. And we provide the solutions through tools and ways that we can give you to making sure we have improved range of motion and less injury.
Well, I want to jump on a couple comments that you made, simply because I want our listeners to really understand what it is and how these things are applicable and actually interrelated one to the other. When you talk about an arthritic joint problem, a degenerative joint, if you will, or one that has a cartilage that is beginning to narrow down, a lot of times it goes unobserved, if you will. Range of motion is still somewhat within normal limits. And that's the piece that we have to talk about, somewhat within normal limits. So you go to the doc and they say, well, let's watch it. Let's see what happens. At some point, we may have to consider X, Y, and Z. In the meanwhile, I want you to take whatever it is. And they put a litany of different things out there. The problem is twofold. One is that if you ignore things in the beginning stages and you don't fix them accordingly, like our caller Lauren, now she has a bowed leg pattern. That's not normal. It shouldn't be that way. And it's because the muscles are no longer firing properly. So the leg begins to have pressure on it and it'll begin to distort. It'll begin to mold in deformity relative to its pressure. That's just something, by the way, called Wolf's Law. And it's a guy that said that any bone will begin to model and to bend according to the pressure that's put upon it. And the same thing with anything like this. So we have to make sure that muscle balance, and, you know, as you talked about, that's one of the things that chiropractic does so extremely, extremely well, is that we identify joint space disruption, whether it's in the spine or whether it's in the shoulders, and we look at the neuromuscular phenomena that may be causing that, and the body's maladaptation, its inability to maintain itself. So we look at those things, but then we look at the biochemistry. You know, what things are going into our bodies that are feeding the inflammatory cascade, the interleukin pathways. And we know with viral patterns, they have interleukin 1 and 6 and 10, and they can cause all kinds of problems. Once the joints are affected, now you have degenerative disease. So we're going to look at that. We're going to look at the things that we're eating we shouldn't eat. You brought up gout. And, you know, gout causes uric acid formation and all by itself will destroy joints anywhere in the body. It's an inflammatory irritant by itself. You have oxalates. Oxalates are little pieces of substances that will get into the joint space as well. High oxalate diets, and we won't get into that right on today's program, but that can cause damage. So we're looking at a multidimensional piece. The problem is that in most situations, that joint disruption, that muscle imbalance, that biochemical irritation is not being addressed. And, you know, we've had patients, as you know, that'll come in and say, you know, well, fix me. I'm not giving up my Mickey D's every morning and my, you know, my 10 cups of coffee and no water that I'm drinking. And they wonder why they can't heal. This Wednesday night, I know you're going to get into it. And again, I'm adding a little bit simply because of the technical difficulties that we're having with the program today. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, the immunological pathways. We've got a few minutes before we have to go to a break. The rheumatoid conditions, if you will, that are, you know, the Sjogren's conditions, that these are immunological suppressors that cause arthritic-like patterns within joint spaces.
Yes. So those autoimmune-like arthritic pain patterns can definitely be mimics. Those are their metabolic mimics that, you know, as practitioners and any kind of medical provider should definitely make an emphasis on, you know, making sure blood work is done and everything to get like a global analysis of where that person is individually. But the autoimmune conditions like rheumatoid and psoriatic, those are the, like we've mentioned in the presentation, the global fatigue, the global pain patterns, and every joint in their body aches first thing in the morning, stiffness, immobility at the end of the day. And that's when we can pinpoint, you know, where, what exactly that autoimmune condition is. And more importantly, we have to see the state of where that person is in their journey, whether if they had just found out, or they had indirectly found out through blood work. So it's important to get a proper analysis. And what a great way with chiropractic and applied kinesiology that we can see through functional medicine that we can help and restore those joints by helping you take away those inflammatory cascade, that cytokine storm. We can remove those, making sure that your body is, you know, eligible to heal.
We're coming up to a break, and we're going to hold that thought and just remember that our presentation this Wednesday evening, 23rd, 7 p.m., is arthritis. Any joint space that's hurting you, this is an opportunity for you. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. My guest, Dr. Marquise Rivera. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Tom Rizzo. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live as you do every Sunday at 11 or 1 or 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. I'm getting a little confused because we had to go to this new time segment that we're here forever at this point. 12 to 1 o'clock on the Mid-Atlantic time frame. We're on daylight saving times. I think that's probably what's got me so confused is because I haven't recovered yet. Nevertheless, thank you for listening. Those of you on the West Coast, and you know, you keep sending me information on all kinds of things. And again, the one thing that I want to make sure we do is acknowledge our men and women in service. Thank you so very, very much. I will always be here and present for you. Anything that you need, you please let us know. My guest today, Dr. Marquise Rivera, will be your presenter this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing in Fairfax. And she'll be talking about arthritic conditions, both arthrosis, which is a non-inflammatory joint space damage, arthritis, which is an inflammatory reaction, and all the situations that kind of pile one on top of the other, from disease processes that can cause them and autoimmune conditions that come about, and what happens when we ignore things for way too long. Having said that, welcome back, Dr. Marquise. And those of you who would like to register, and we encourage all of you that have any kind of arthritic condition, because this is an opportunity, go to rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com. Rosellecare.com, and just scroll down. You'll find it. Just hit the button, register, or simply call the office, 703-698-7117. Dr. Marquise, we have a few minutes, so let's talk a little bit about what people can expect when they come to the program this Wednesday evening. What are you going to get into? What are you going to cover, and what will they walk away with?
Yes. So this Wednesday evening, we please bring all your loved ones and anyone that could be suffering from any kind of pain or joint pain, from global body aches to local foot pain or knee pain. Bring your loved ones. Bring those you care most. Please do, because this will be a great presentation. We're going to discuss how chiropractic, what solutions we can provide for you, and how chiropractic can maybe be that all be all solution that you haven't tried yet. And we can go over restorative therapies as well that we provide in our office as well that could help you with your pain pattern as well. We're going to discuss the mechanisms of arthritis and different types of arthritis, and how we can actually supplement and restore that normal function to the joint with proper education. Knowledge is power. So this weekend, we're going to identify those things and also discuss how you can share that knowledge with your loved ones and share it with your family. So therefore, we can get into that precision medicine, precision functional medicine, really get you better and healing better. It's kind of like a Waze Google Maps. We can provide that scenic route, the quickest route, or the back road. We're going to provide that quick and effective, educative knowledge, so therefore we can get you out of pain.
You know, anybody that has been told they have arthritis has been given every type of dangerous medication, as far as I'm concerned. Back in the day, they used to give Celebrex at a very, very high level, and it had an interesting side effect. It was called death, sudden cardiac failure. They took it off the market for a couple of years, and then they brought it back on at half the dosage. There are several like that, but now they're going towards drugs to control pain, which are immunological suppressants. They're using steroids, which have rebound effects. And the steroids over a period of time actually will destroy the joint space. So it makes matters much worse. So whether you have spinal stenosis and narrowing of the canal where the nerve exits, or whether you have a joint, a knee, a shoulder, a hip, that continues to give you trouble and you're putting up with. And if I take a couple aspirin or I take an anti-inflammatory or, you know, I feel better, but you're starting to notice that you're giving up motion and function, there's a way to fix this. You have to find out what the triggers were, how far back the problem started. Is it a structural problem to begin with? Is it biochemical? Is it a stress-related exacerbation, you know, that's taking place? And God knows we've all had stress over the last couple of years, and we continue to be kind of ping-ponged around with our emotional state. Those things have an absolute, if you will, impact on body function, not only on joint spaces, but the other. You know, Dr. Marquise, the one thing that I want to ask you, and we're going to go into the biochemical or the immunological responses, not only adults, but kids suffer from arthritic conditions. We have juvenile rheumatoid patterns that show up, again, immunological suppression. So here's something, and this is, we're going to take it off the traditional platform just for a second. And when you have somebody who has a problem, and it's a chronic problem, it's something that's been there for a long period of time, and they're resigned to the fact that, well, this is my identity, this is my life, this is what, you know, has happened to me. That's that emotional side. That's the mental state. Now, we're talking about something, and we're just touching the surface of it, and we're talking about an epigenetic impact, the influence of our environment, including our mind, on our condition. We're not talking about a psychological problem that exists only in our mind, but in fact, it can make problems much worse. Is that true? And cause things to begin to exacerbate and suppress in the body.
Absolutely. Your state of mind is one of the important aspects. Mental energy, mental healing is primary. You have to believe you're eligible and have every right, every cell is eligible and has every right to heal. And you should believe that. So your mind really has to be uncluttered, unfogged, and laser focused that you have the ability to restore function.
You know, it's incredible when we see patients come into the practice, and there's some people that heal in spite of the fact that everybody in the world has told them that they shouldn't, or they're going to die, or they're going to limp out. And the same thing with arthritic conditions. I've seen people get up and walk where they wouldn't be able to walk before, because all of a sudden they have hope, and that hope increases the production of certain neurotransmitters in the body, certain peptides, if you will, which are little proteins that go in to allow the body to heal. And the area of epigenetics is beginning to unfold around us. And it's one that the more that we're aware of, the more we understand, the more that we're going to be able to help people from a core problem, because some of us end up with a stinking thinking mindset, and it causes us problems across the board, and we begin to break down at a rate that is really, truly unnecessary, in my opinion. So I know we're going to touch a lot upon that. We're coming up to a break. Great. Dr. Marquise, thank you for being on the program today. I appreciate it. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizal Live. We'll be back next week. Bye. We love you all.